拜又过去了，一个礼拜又来了。
One week passed and one another week coming.
我们在一起的时间，每一个礼拜其实很短。
And every time we gather together is only once a week is very short.
假如你礼拜五晚上不来跟我们一起吃饭、祷告、查经，那我们只有到礼拜天早上才见得到面。
If you don't come on or Friday nights to eat fellowship dinner with us and pray and study in God's word with us, we can only see you on Sunday.
所以我真是希望能多多有机会跟大家都常常在一起。
So I hope and encourage we all come and gather together.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
请求你清洁我们每一个人。
We ask you to cleanse every one of us.
尤其是孩子自己。
Especially the speaker.
希望能够在你面前完完全全的谦卑顺服。
So that we can.Come before you with a fully surrender and obedience.
让我们每一个人都能作为你的器皿，让你使用。
So that every one of us can be your instrument and be used by you.
这个讲台是你的。
This podium is yours.
请求你在这里做主，做主掌权。
Please be the Lord and have authority over this podium.
请求你掌管我们的。嘴，我们的耳朵，我们的心。
Please, control our tongues, our minds, and our hearts.
让我们能够明白你的话语。
So that we can, understand your words.
也应用在我们的生命上。
And also apply your words in our daily life.
祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的题目是你爱人吗
？Today's title is Do you love your neighbor？
很可能你如果刚刚念的经节的时候，你在想这些经节跟爱人有什么关系
？Maybe you're wondering the verses you just read. Is there any relationship with this love topic？
今天我们选的这经句背诵都是我们很熟悉的。
Today's memory verse is very familiar to us.
三个月以前，我曾经在这里用《哥林多前书》三章第一到十五节跟大家分享的问题是：你爱神吗
？Three months ago, I shared the topic with the church that Do you love God? And the passage is taken from the First Corinthians chapter 3.
今天我们从八章一到十三节来思想另外一个问题：你爱人吗
？Today I want to share with you, do you love your neighbor? And the verses is in chapter 8.
我们可以从这十三节经节里面，十四节经节里面看到有四点。
And we can share this passage in four main points.
从第一节到第二节，保罗告诉我们，爱胜过知识。
From verse 1 to 2, that Paul taught us that love surpasses knowledge.
那么第三节，保罗说，爱是信心的证据。
And verse 3, Paul said, love is the evidence of faith.
第七节到第九节，爱是不做他人的绊脚石。
And from verse 7 to 9, that love is not being a stumbling block to others.
十节到第十三节，说爱是顾念他人的利益。
From verse 10 to 13, teaches us that love is caring for others' benefit.
从哥林多前书第八章开始到第十章，保罗讲解。重心是在有关基督徒的自由。
And from chapter 8 to chapter 10, that Paul is teaching us the freedom of the Christian.
我们知道哥林多前书是保罗回答哥林多教会写给他的信。
And we all know that the book of the first Corinthians is Paul's letter to the church of Corinthians. They have some problems.
从他们问的问题，保罗看到哥林多教会里面有一个需要改的地方。
And from the questions that the church asked Paul, that Paul realized that there's some problems in this church and needs to be corrected.
他们的确是有很多的问题。
And they indeed have many issues.
可是保罗认为最重要的。
But Paul think that the most important is.
是他们认为他们在基督里有这个自由，所以他们不愿意放弃他们的权利。
Because the people in the church that know that they have the freedom in the Lord, so they do not want to give up their personal right.
这些是他们问问题的动机。
This is the motivation behind their questions.
那么保罗呢，就是叫他们开始思想。
And Paul helped them to start thinking this way.
我们是注重自己的权利，还是注重他人的利益？
Should we focus on our own personal rights, or we focus on the others' benefit?
我们今天也是一样。
It's the same today.
我们为了自己的自由，我们知道美国大家假如到纽约都会去看一个雕刻的一个像，是什么像？是 The Statue of Liberty。
If you go to New York, a lot of people will visit the 自由女神像。
这是法国人送给美国的礼物。
This is a gift from the French.
因为法国人很注重自由。
Because the French, they are very take it seriously on the freedom.
所以基督徒常常要思想一个问题，是我们的自由重要，还是我们的权利重要，别人的利益重要？
So Christians need to consider this. Is it our personal right is important, or is others' interest are important?
换句话说，我们是不是在我们的生命中永远是以自己为中心？
And use another words that are we living in the life self-centered?
这是我的权利，你不能够夺去。
This is my right. You cannot take it away from me.
经常有人在为了他自己的权利，在游行，在示威。
Many people that demonstrated for their own rights.
有人可能说，我们人如果不为自己着想，那是不应该的。
So many people think if men are selfish, they always they should think of themselves all the time.
因为这个社会就是一个怎么讲，自己在那里要维持自己的 survival， 是不是？
Because everyone think you live in this society, you have to survive this society. 从这个社会中能够生存。
我刚刚就在想怎么样翻 survival， 我还是想不出来，所以在听你讲要怎么样生存。
How you survive？
人家会不会顾念我的生存呢
？Does others care about how I live？
我们会不会就在这个里面经常在挣扎
？Are we also struggling in this？
人不自私，天诛地灭，对不对
？If a man is not selfish, then they shouldn't even be exist.
可是神有个很好的答案。
But God gave us a right answer.
我们今天会看到这个答案。
And we will see this answer today.
还有一点。
And another point.
我们都是基督徒，大半都是基督徒，对吧？在这里。
Most of us are Christians here today.
我们既然已经做了基督徒，我们还能够像以前的方法来生命吗？
If we are already a Christian, should we live a life in the old way?
我们常常说，旧的已经去了，新的来了。
We often talk that old self gone, that new self is living now.
旧的脱掉了，新的衣服穿上了。
And we put off the old self and put on the new self.
我们应该有一个新生命。
We should have a new life.
可是我们有没有真的有这个新生命？
Do we truly have this new life?
Paul Tripp 是一个牧师。
Paul Tripp is a pastor.
他常常到各地方讲道。
He often preaches all over the places.
这是他写的一本书。
There's a book.
The book, 这书的名字是说 The world is not all about you and not all about us.
The title of the book is The world is not all about us.
所以换句话说，这个世界不是只是为我们存在的。那么他的基本的思想是要注重耶稣能够转变人生命的大能。
And his main idea is that Jesus Christ can transform Christian's life.
他说人要传耶稣基督的福音，就是要注重耶稣基督能够转变我们生命的大能应用在我们身上。
When we preach the gospel, we should focus on that Jesus Christ has this ability to transform our life.
我们礼拜五晚上在查经班刚好谈到罗马书第十二章，说我们要改变，我们要心意更新而变化，我们要有一个新的心。
And on Friday night's Bible study, and we're studying Romans chapter 12, and we studied that we should be transformed by God's power and also renew our mind.
我们怎么样转变？怎么样被 transform？
How we should be transformed.
我们就在思想。
We should think.
我们的新的生命不是说把我们旧的生命这里加一点，这里减一点，这里涂一下，那里抹一下，像我们好像在家里面修改装修厨房，装修房子一样。
Our new life is not like we add something to our old life or taken something from our life, old life or remodeling the house and add something or take away something.
我们说我们的新的生命是完完全全是新的。
We say that our new life is totally brand new.
所以我在想，我礼拜五晚上我在想怎么把这个完完全全是新的表达出来。
And on Friday night, that we discuss about how we should live out this totally new life.
我很高兴有一位姐妹就告诉了我，应该说是脱胎换骨的生命。
And I'm very happy that one sister reminded me that it's a life that is totally transformed, changed.
所以我们在思想。我们有没有完完全全的改变脱胎换骨的生命？
So we should all think about is our new life is a totally transformed new life?
如果我们说我们的生命全是为我自己着想，把它变成我们的生命要为别人着想。
If our new life is transformed from a self-centered living to a other-centered living.
比方说。
For example.
有人问， 神为什么让耶稣受试探。
Some people ask why God let Jesus Christ be tempted.
有人就回答说，因为神借着耶稣受试探，教导我们怎么样应付试探。
And some answers that God let the Jesus Christ be tempted is to teach us how to overcome the temptation.
对不对？
Is that right?
我看 John Ryrie 的有一本 Commentary Bible.
I read a 圣经注解注释书。
那么 John Ryrie 在那本书里面说，神让耶稣受试探。为的是要证明耶稣不犯罪。
So, this author John Ryrie gave this answer in his book. Said, God let Jesus Christ be tempted to testify that Jesus Christ never sinned.
John Ryrie 说。魔鬼要试探耶稣，就是要证明让耶稣犯罪，然后破坏神整个的计划。
And the devil tempted Jesus, want to make Jesus to sin, so that God's salvation plan can be destroyed.
所以神让耶稣证明他不犯罪，他够资格做我们的救主，完成神的救恩的计划。
But God let Jesus overcome the temptation, and he is sinless, so he can accomplish our salvation.
如果你认为神是要耶稣教导，借着耶稣教导我们怎么样对付试探的话，我们的思想就是 it's all about me.
If you think that God let Jesus be tempted is to teaching us how to overcome or avoid the temptation, that is a self-centered thinking.
Not God is self-centered.
We are self-centered thing.
如果我们说是神为了要让耶稣不犯罪，能够够资格完成神的计划，那么就是 it's all about God.
If we think that God let Jesus Christ overcome the temptation and he is sinless, that is God-centered thinking.
所以我们你要这样子想，我们常常把很多的事情都认为都是为我们自己着想。
Oftentimes we think everything that is man-focused.
所以 Paul Tripp 说，我们要让耶稣转变能力，改变我们的心态。
And this author Paul Tripp is teaching us that we should change our life, not man-centered.
不是每一件事，每一件我们所思想的，都是以我们自己为中心来着想。
Not everything is all about us.
所以保罗说，我们个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾念别人的事。
So Paul said that we shouldn't always think our own interest. We need to consider others' interest too.
那么我们来看如何去爱人。
So now let's take a look how we love others.
我们如何不把一切都认为是跟我们自己有关？
How we not think that everything is all about us.
这里第一节说，论到祭物、偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Now concerning from verse 1, now concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge, but this knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
首先他说论到祭偶像之物。
First he said concerning the food offered to idols.
这里是写出当时的社会背景。
here gave us some background of that those days.
哥林多是在希腊的一个很大的城市。
Corinth is a very a large city in Greece.
说是据说是在雅典的西边，大概只有四十几里路。
It's about 40 miles west of Athens.
他们是我们知道希腊的文化是多神主义。
We know that Greek culture that they have many gods.
他们拜偶像。
They worship idols.
他们认为恶邪灵要害人。
They think that the evil spirit will do evil to people.
邪灵怎么样害人？
How they do evil to people?
他们把这个邪灵附在食物上，尤其是肉上。
The evil spirit is usually in possession of the meat.
那么吃了这个肉，就会受到邪灵的影响。
If you eat that meat, then you will be hurt by the evil spirit.
所以他们的肉要拿到殿里面去献祭。
So they offer those meat in the idol temple.
求他们的假神把这些祭肉献祭的肉能够清净。
And ask their priest to bring the meat to the temple and ask their idol god to cleanse the meat.
所以他们问保罗问题。
So they ask Paul this question.
说在偶祭过偶像的肉，我们可不可以吃？我们可不可以买
？Should we eat those meat that worship the idol, or can we buy those meat after their sacrifice？
尤其是他们有很多，他们里面的信徒以前是拜偶像的，现在转变为基督徒。
And especially at that time, there's many people that worship the idols in the past, but now they conformed to Christian.
可是保罗没有直接回答在这里。
But Paul didn't give them the direct answer here.
保罗是告诉他们一件事先。
Paul tells them this thing first.
他所告诉他们的是问他们，我们应该以什么作为我们行为的准则？
And he's asking them, what is our principle for acting, for doing things?
一般的人做任何的决定以他自己的知识为基本。
Normal people that act based according to their knowledge.
所以按照我们的知识来做我们行为的准则。
So based on their knowledge that they gave the principle to their conduct.
可是保罗说不要这样做。
But Paul said, don't do that.
不要以知识作为行为的准则。
Do not use knowledge as the base of your conduct.
为什么？
Why?
这就是保罗说的。因为他我们的中文前面说的是什么？中文说知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Because Paul says here, the knowledge puffs up, but the love builds up.
啊，你看这个多强调，多有力。Knowledge puffs up, love builds up.
This is a very powerful statement.
我们虽然知道什么可以做，什么不可以做，靠了我们的知识。
Even though according to our knowledge, we know what we should do and should not do.
但是，就是我们可以做的，我们也按照知识可以做的，但我们不一定要做。
Even though according to our knowledge, we can do this, but it's not necessary we should do that.
为什么？
Why?
可能因为爱的关系，我们就不要做。
Because of love, that we shouldn't do certain.
所以我们要以爱作为我们行为的准则。
So we should use love as the principle to do things.
那么知识跟爱的关系，我们首先看这里，这个又回去。
What is the relationship between knowledge and love?
那么因为保罗说啊，他说有人知道，我们以为自己知道什么，按他所知道的，他仍是不知道。
Paul says here, it is saying that some people think they know something, but according to he ought to know, he knows nothing.
这就是第二节。
This is verse 2.
苏格拉底也讲过一句话。
And the philosopher Socrates, he also said this.
他说什么？他知道一件事，就是他什么都不知道。但是自以为聪明的人，自认为他什么都知道。
It is the saying of Socrates that this one thing he knew, that he knew nothing. But men wise in their own opinions knows everything.
你把保罗跟苏格拉底所讲的合起来，
If we put this two things together,
知识并不是不重要，但是没有爱的知识会使人自傲自大。
It is not saying that knowledge is not important, but without love, knowledge will puff up.
所以爱要胜过知识，作为我们行为的准则。
So love surpasses knowledge as a principle to our daily conduct.
然后第三节说，若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
Verse 3 says, but the man who loves God is known by God.
这句话是我思想很久还一直不了解是什么意思。
And I studied this sentence for a while, but I still don't fully grasp the meaning of this.
可是我在准备的时候，我找了一些 commentary, 我发觉 Calvin 讲得非常好。
And while I'm preparing for the sermon, I read some commentary, and there's a very good commentary from John Calvin.
我请杨涛姐妹先把她英文的翻译念出来，我寄给你了。
Yeah. John Calvin says, if we love God, we will also love our neighbors in him. By this means all our actions will be properly regulated.And consequently approved by God.
如果把 Calvin 的翻成中文的话，就是说我们如果爱神，我们也会爱在神里面的人，我们的邻舍。这就表示我们的行为所作所为是受了神的控制，神的调整。那么这样子做是说神所批准的。那么有的解经家呢，又把知识跟爱的连在一起，他们说没有爱的知识不是从神来的。
And some commentary also said this, the knowledge without love is not from God,
也不是真的知识。
And it's not the true knowledge.
真的知识出于神。
And the true knowledge comes from God.
那么真的知识使人爱神。
And the true knowledge leads a man love God.
爱神的人必定会从他的身上把爱流到别人的身上。
And if anyone loves God, and he will love his neighbor.Because love flows from the love from God.
换句话说，一个基督徒的生命不在乎他对圣经知识有多少，而在乎他对爱有多大。
So Christian's life is not focused on how much knowledge you have, but it's the how much love that you have for others.
所以接下来从第四节到第六节，保罗继续谈到他们对祭偶像跟肉有关的知识。
And consequently, the verse 4 through 6 that continues talking about the knowledge that they have towards the meat sacrificed to the idols.
保罗就是说，他们知道神只有一个。
Paul says that God, we only have one God.
他们知道那个偶像也没有办法把肉清净。
And we all know that the idols cannot cleanse the meat.
他们也知道，我邪灵不可能会附附在肉上面。
And we all know that the evil spirit cannot possess the meat.
所以被因为这种知识，他们可以吃，也可以不吃。
And because of this knowledge that they can eat the meat or not to eat.
所以当你决定你是吃还是不吃的时候，
When you decide you either eat or not eat.
以爱为原则来决定。
And the love is the principle for eat or not eat.
所以呢，爱是不做他人的绊脚石。
So love is not to be a stumbling block to others.
他这里说，但人不都有这等知识，有人到如今因拜惯了偶像，就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，也就污秽了。
From verse 7 says, however, not all possesses this knowledge, but some, through formal association with idols, eat food as rarely offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled.
保罗是说有一些过去拜偶像的人吃惯了这种要先祭过神以后的肉。
And Paul is saying that some of the Christians that they were eating the meat that offered to the idols before.
虽然他们现在已经是基督徒，
Even though they are Christians now.
因为他们是初信的，
Because they are new believers.
很可能信心还不够强，
And their faith is not strong enough.
他们如果吃了这种肉的话，
If they eat the meat.
他们会认为这仍然是拜偶像的行为，
and they will think this is still worshiping the idol.
就会影响他们属灵上的成长，
and this will affect their spiritual growth.
那么我们如果让他们去吃这种肉，
if we let them eat this meat,
那么我们就变成了他的绊脚石，
and this will makethem stumble.
那么我们怎么能让他们吃这种肉呢？
And how we should let them eat those meat?
所以保罗在第十节说，若有人见你这有知识的在偶像的庙里坐席，这人的良心若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物吗？
Verse 10 says, For if anyone with a weak conscience sees you who have this knowledge eating in the idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what has been sacrificed to idols?
那么换句话说，假如你信心强，你知道可以吃，没有关系，你去吃了。当那些还信心不强的看到你吃，按照你的样子，他也跟着吃，那么这样子你就带领他，让他软弱了。
So Paul is saying here, if you have strong faith, you know that even though you eat those meat sacrificed to idols, but you don't believe that, and you think it's okay to eat that meat, but your action caused the other Christians that they have weak faith, then they follow you and eat, but in their thinking, they are still...by eating the sacrificed meat, they are still worshiping the idol.
所以换句话说， 有人看你这有知识的吃，你做的这个行为，人家就跟着你做，那么我们就变了人家的绊脚石。假如我们不吃的话，我们要顾念别人的利益。
So if they follow you and eat those meat and you are being a stumbling block to them and they are defiled, their conscience are defiled, so we become a stumbling block.
假如我们是爱这些新的门徒们，爱他们虽然在神里面的知识还信心还没有那么强，我们情愿不做人家的绊脚石，我们情愿不要去吃这个肉。
And if we truly love those brothers and those that who are new believers, their faith is not strong enough, then we should refrain us from eating those meat so that we will not be a stumbling block for them.
所以说，爱是不做人的绊脚石。
So love is not being a stumbling block for others.
爱是顾念他人的利益。
Love is caring for others' benefit.
更重要的。
And the most important.
我们如果让别的人在属灵上受到了挫折。
If we cause other brothers and sisters stumbling.
更重要的是什么？就是我们得罪基督，是第十二节。
And the result is we are sinning against Jesus Christ. It's from verse 12.
你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。
Verse 12. When you sin against your brothers in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣基督对信心软弱人的利益要看得比信心重的人的行为还要大。
Because Jesus Christ cares for those that weak in their faith, and he cherish them even more because their faith is weak.
所以保罗给这些信心比较成熟的人、强的人有一个挑战。
So Paul here gives a challenge for those who are strong in their faith.
他说：“既然我们吃了没有什么益处，不吃又没有什么害处，那么我情愿不吃。”
And even so, therefore, if weNo worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do. So why don't we just not eat?
他不但说我不吃，我就永远不吃。
And we should never eat those meat that sacrifice to idols.
我相信我们不是 literally 解释这一句话啊。那么他就是说，表示他的决心，为了他人的利益，他就情愿不吃。
So Paul here is making his resolution for the benefit of others. He would rather not to eat those meat.
我们多少时候有意无意的做了别人在信心上的绊脚石？
So how many times we become a stumbling block to others, voluntarily or involuntarily?
因为我们的知识，我们情愿注重我们的权利。
Because oftentimes we focus on our own personal rights.
我们不注重别人的利益。
We're not caring for others' interest.
这个基督徒的自由这一本书，假如你们有兴趣的话，我觉得每一个人都希望能够在这份多看一些这个方面有关的，你只要去 Google， 打个 Google， 知识丰富。你 Google 什么 ？Christian Liberty， 打进去，然后你就会看到很多就出来了。我们有的时候的的确确是没有真正 思想怎么样在我们的行为上来牵制自己。
Oftentimes we didn't make a resolution that how we should control our actions.
我们没有想到我们这样做对人家是什么样的影响。
We don't give a thought that if we do this, what we by the result, what we have affected others.
这个人 Ben Roethlisberger 今天好像不能够打了，又受伤了，是美国足球里面最有名的一个 quarterback。
This man is a very famous football player. He's a quarterback. Quarterback.
他没有这个中文。他是最年轻的得到带领他的队得到 Super Bowl 的冠军的一个 quarterback.
He's the youngest one man that football player to lead his team to win the Super Bowl.
这个图片有什么缺点？
So what is the wrong with this picture?
他在骑 motorcycle.
He's riding on a motorcycle.
没有戴 helmet.
Without a helmet.
没有戴头盔。这 ESPN 就去 interview 他。
The channel
体育的一个体育的 channel,
yeah, 就去 channel, yeah,
就去问他，
人
就问他说，问了很多问题，他都回答。到最后，说你为什么骑脚踏车不戴你的头盔
？And they interviewed him, asked this question: Why you ride your motorcycle without a helmet?
他说啊，我。没有法律说我一定要戴，我有自由不戴。
He says there's no law that require me to wear it, and I have the freedom to not wearing it.
我不戴，我开起来很有威风。
And I'm if without it, I can ride my motorcycle freely.
Feel like a free spirit.然后呢 ？What happened？ 这是他的 motorcycle。
This is a picture of his motorcycle。
出了事。
And he had.
幸亏他没有死。
But.
他受了重伤。
He didn't die. He suffered a big injury, but didn't die.
那么，他底下说什么？他说，在过去这几天。我对生活有一个新的看法，靠着神的恩典，他是个基督徒，基督徒也有人开摩托车不戴头盔的。他说我很幸运，我今天仍然活着。他又加上一点，他说他以后如果要再骑摩托车的话，他决定会戴他的头盔。然后他向所有的年轻人道歉。
And he also apologized for all, to all the young men.
他为什么向年轻人道歉？
Why he apologized?
因为他的自由给年轻人一个坏的榜样。
Because of his freedom, he set up a bad example for the younger one.
很可能有人就因为他不戴，他们的年轻人也骑摩托车也不戴。
Maybe because he didn't wear his helmet, so a lot of young people follow him not wearing that either.
所以他以前没有为那些年轻人着想。
So he didn't think for others.
年轻人把他看为偶像，他就要很应该很小心，要顾念年轻人的利益。
So the young man often looks up to him as the model, role model, and he should caring for them their benefits.
所以弟兄们，姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们做事，我们做任何的决定，我们是要注重自己的权利，我们还是要注重他人的利益。
So brothers and sisters, when we do things, should we focus on our own right, our own benefit, or others' benefit?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
慈悲的天父。
Oh, merciful Heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你宝贵的话语。
We thank you for your precious words.
谢谢你的教导。
Thank you for your teaching.
谢谢你的警告。
Thank you for your warnings.
不要让我们因着我们的知识就自高自大。
Help us not because of our knowledge that we puffs up.
让我们经常的要思想如何的爱人。
Help us to often think how we should love others.
如何不要做人的绊脚石。
How we should not be a stumbling block to others.
我们要如何的为别人的利益着想。
How we care for others' interest.
如何的把我们心中的自我放下。
How we should put down our own self.
让主你自己在我们心里掌权。
So that the Lord will be in our heart and has authority over all.
让我们能够有一个以神为主的新生命。
So that we can live a new life that God-centered.
我们这样子的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
感谢我们的神，谢谢。